Morning again.
Morning.
Let's open our Bible in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse number 7 to 17. Let's talk about mission. Since that I am a missionary, yeah, let's talk about mission. And I hope that the Word of God found in your heart today as we listen to the Word of God. Philippians, chapter number 2, verses number 7 to 17 in our Bible. And I'm going to read this. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and giving him a name which is above every name, and that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of crook and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Father God in heaven, thank you, O God, for this morning. Thank you, O God, for the time that we can listen to you. Dear God, dear Jesus, dear Holy Spirit, be with us. Give us all the knowledge and all the wisdom. Open our hearts and minds to listen and talk to us, O God. Thank you, O God, for all the blessings that you have given to us. And thank you for this church, the people here. Save those that are not saved and encourage those that need encouragement. Be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We'll talk about missions. When you got saved, then the mission start. Because he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And that command was given to everyone, not just only to the pastor, not just only to the assistant pastor, not only to the workers of the church, but every one of us. The word ye, it refers to us. So, let's talk about the head, the heart, and the hand in mission. I am going to consider the total man when I considered missions with you today. I will show you how the head, the heart, the hands must be involved in mission. If you get this simple principle involving missions, your attitude toward missions will never again be the same. Trust that we may be all be helped. So, mission first. When we talk about missions, the philosophy of missions, it starts the Lord Jesus Christ. He came. It was a mission to save you and me. The purpose that all of us will come unto him. And he said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came and showed himself as a Savior. He loves you. He loves me. He died at the cross of Calvary. He suffered. Why? Because he has a mission. And that's you and me. I thank God that one day you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Are you saved today? I hope. And those that follow the Lord in water baptism, you are letting the Lord sin in your life as an obedient son of God. And thank you for your life. And that's the main goal of the Lord Jesus Christ, to reach out us. And he said also in Acts chapter number 1, verse 8, describes the way that man is both commissioned and empowered to carry out the mission. He said, But ye all receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and to all uttermost part of the earth. And Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Brothers and sisters, God encouraged us to do as what He commanded to us to do. When God saved us, He said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we are created unto good works. And that good works is one of it, is to preach the gospel. To let the people know about the gospel. To let the people know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves them so much. And thank God for this church. And I know and I saw that all of you are doing it. Thank you so much for doing it. And the fruit of it, you baptized. Why? Because we preach. And put it in your mind and heart, Christians, brothers and sisters, we are not the one who saved the soul. We're just only the instrument of bringing the gospel to their lives that one day they will get saved. It's hard. Amen? Not all of us will believe us. Not all of those will listen to us. When I preach to the street preaching, some people will run, some people will talk, some people will, you know, but I still preaching because I know that the word of God will not come void. It will work to the heart of everyone that listen. Preach the gospel, amen? Preach, just bring them to the Lord. Invite people to come to the church. Share to them the gospel. Give the tracts, amen? If we will not do something, we will not reap. No. And just think about your relatives. And just think about your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your children when they die. Where are they? And whether we like it or not, we'll all die. Rich and poor, the same thing that you will go to the cemetery one day. Where naked came and naked out. You remember Luke chapter 16, the rich and the poor? They died the same. They have nothing. But praise the Lord, Lazarus got saved and he went to the bosom, the Abraham's bosom. But the rich man did not receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He died and go to hell. Brothers and sisters, missions must start in the head. Put it in your mind. The head is where the brain or the mind is. That is where your thinking take place. Put it in your mind that every day people will die and they need salvation. Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is an appointed time to die, and nobody knows it. And you cannot boast it. Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Your riches, your everything that you have, it could not guarantee that you will not die. Even you have the best doctor in Vermont. Because there is an appointed time for you to die, for me to die. The oldest man in the universe, who is this? Methuselah, 969 years old, but he died. Put it in your mind. We are just only pilgrims in this world. We'll all die. Put it in your mind that the Lord Jesus Christ died for those people around you and not be selfish enough that we will not talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. As what the Bible said, preach Be instant in season, out of season. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. He did not say tomorrow. No! The work must be done today. Put it in your head. Think about those people that are dying. Number two, mission must go to the heart. Then you have it in your mind, put it in your heart. The heart is the seedbed of emotions. It is where you begin to feel and anticipate what you believe. If you believe it, you have it in your heart. It is where the Word of God has begun to do its faith work. Remembering, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Some will have you to believe that faith is so sterile and that there is only a mechanical application of truth. I've been saved too long to believe that. But faith will affect how you feel. But how you feel should not affect your faith. And there is a good difference about that. We are not saved because of feelings. We are saved by faith. For by faith are you saved. Amen? And we'll do by faith, and we live by faith, and we do by faith, and we'll preach the gospel by faith. Look around you. Do you have a heart for them? Heart. Put it in your heart. If you have the mission in your heart, you have passion for mission. You should develop strong feelings or mind. That's why you are going after souls. America is called, and you called, and you have it in your mind that time is gold. Right? You're always busy. I know that you are always busy. You are bound with time. In the Philippines, no. And sometimes too much busy, you will not remember the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are attending yourself. Your work, your business, everything. And you have no time for the Lord. And sometimes of us, we are so tired in our work, we cannot pray. We cannot read the Bible. And sometimes we do not know what is day today. And sometimes of us, we do forget Sunday because we are so busy. But if you have the heart for the mission and you have compassion for the mission, you have it and pray for it and do for it. Amen? Then you have passion and then you have compassion. When a person has strong feelings about something, he then has the potential of compassion. Compassion means have a sympathetic consciousness of others, distress together with desire to elevate it. Thank you for the prayer time that we can encourage every one of us. But more, we should have compassion to the lost that are going to the lake of fire. And then number three, mission must be continued with hands. The hands symbolize action. There are very, very few things that we do without hands, right? Everything we did in our hands. We work with our hands, we talk with our hands. You know? Yeah. And then we minister with our hands. We even fight with our hands. Right? We use our hands to sign contracts, to adjust the microscope or play the piano. We use our hands to show our joy or disgust. I can see sometimes of us, you know, when my mother get angry with us, we show her hands. Yeah. Your hands will reveal something about you. Amen. Carpenter's hands, you know, blacksmith's hands. So, the hand symbolizes action. When the head right about missions and the heart is right about missions, then the hands need to be right. There needs to be something going on. And the hands should raise to surrender to the Lord. When God asked, who will go? But the question is, will you raise your hand and say, here I am, Lord. Send me to the Philippines. To Mindanao, to the Muslim area. But the thing is, remember, raising our hand symbolizes surrendering ourselves to the Lord. And God asking it for us. There must be a hands of surrender. There may be those of you who know, who have your own mindset and it doesn't involve mission. Your will is overriding God's will. You're holding onto something that you must drop. Lord, I cannot raise my hand. I have work to do. I have something to do. Things on this earth will matter in this earth. But things on heaven, it matters in heaven. But when you die, the Lord will not ask you how much money do you have in the bank. Do you have any houses in your place? He will ask, where's the souls that you've shared? Where's the soul that God saved when you preach? And that's the main thing in heaven. Everything in this world is for this world. One day, God will burn it up. But souls, you will be rewarded. God said He will reward us according to our works. The world is ending. Our life is almost to close. Pastor Matt is his birthday today, and he's so happy, right? But he does not know that his life is getting shorter. That we do not realize it. We will just happy having a birthday, but we do not realize that our life is getting shorter. I just greeted you, Pastor Mark, Matt, this morning. I do not know if you see it in the Facebook. And there must be a hands of service. Work while we can. Do whatever what we can for the Lord. Don't be discouraged. If you talk about discouragement, just go to the Philippines. Here in your country, you have a lot. Food anywhere. When I help the children, BBBs this week, I saw the snacks that you prepared. When a Filipino children will saw it, oh, they just thinking that they are in heaven. They have a lot of foods. When I started the mission work, pioneering work, there was a time that we have no food to eat. Jesse, Jade, they were there in the church. They live with us. And I said to them, we have no food to eat this morning. But we will go. We'll visit. We will win more souls. And they said, okay. No, no breakfast. We go until 12 o'clock at noon. 12 o'clock at noon, came to our house and no food. But JC, he said, "Preacher, I have bunch of banana. Somebody gives me a banana." That's JC's. And we cook that bunch of banana and we eat for our lunch. After that, that banana is not for ripening, it's for cooking. There's a banana in our place that you are going to cook it. So we cook it and eat, and then after that, go again. Soul winning, preach the gospel. At 5 o'clock afternoon, when I go to the creek, and I said, "Oh, I saw a lot of fish." Oh, and I called them, JC and Jade, and some of the young people that we have. "Let's go, there are a lot of fish in the creek. We'll get it. We have food." So we get it, and we get a big, you know, and then we sell it to the market and buy a rice. Rice in the Filipino, in the Philippines, is a big deal. Even we have no fish, meat, if we have rice, we will live. We are good. Hardship. No money, always. But it's not the barriers that we stop. When we started our work, we started with nothing by faith. First meeting hall is a funeral house, and we do not know that. And the owner said, "This is good, this is good." And I said, "Okay, this is good." So the bed that we sleep with Ruth is the where the dead were put. The cot, you know, the cot. The one that brought the embalmer, that's the cut that JC and Jade, you know, they are, I'm the first. And we do not know that we're the dead. At the back, and that's the back of the hospital that we still preach. And by God's grace, until just such time, God gives us a land. There was an old woman who donated the land. And we are so happy because we will not rent anymore. But the thing is, it is the back of the cemetery. First, the back of the hospital, which is the funeral. And then here, the back of the cemetery. And I said, "Oh, Lord." And then we prayed, and the Lord gives us the land. By the way, the building that you saw, that's not the building right now. It's an old, you see that, Brother Dan? Yeah. Ministry. We're working for the souls. We're putting something in heaven. And that it matters. Brothers and sisters, before I end, you have it in your mind, put it in your heart, apply it with your hands. Before I end, I do not know if you know this, but every time that I stand at the pulpit, I say thank you for the Americans. I know that you remember MacArthur. He said, "I shall return." He went back to the Philippines in the place of Fidel Rakal. I went there. There is a big statue of MacArthur and his companion at the sea. At that time, we have freedom. It's because of you, Americans. You send your armies, military servicemen. You sacrifice your life, your time, your money, just to send the military come to the Philippines, and now we are freedom from the Japanese imperialism. Number two, an army that came to our place went back to your country. And he said, "I want to be a missionary to the Philippines." He came back, not an army, but a missionary. that missionary was the first missionary that came at the center part of the Philippines, which the father of my wife, Ruth, got saved and studied at that place. And then went back to our island and preached to us, and now I'm saved. As of this time, thousands of missionaries, thousands of lives changed, thousands of lives of Filipino got saved. It's because of that one missionary that came to our place. The same thing. You give your lives, effort, time, money, just to send the missionary. Now I am here. A brown-skinned Filipino, a short one. A flat nose. But we have, and we can see more Filipinos in heaven. And you will amaze that, will say, thank you, Americans, for sending missionaries. Thank you so much. And you give us the torch. And we have the torch. And we will take this torch until the end of our life, bringing this torch to those people that needs the gospel. Thank you so much for your lives. Thank you so much for your sacrifice for us. And please, do not forget the missions. God use you mightily all over the world. This church supporting hundreds of missionaries. And every soul that got saved, you have a part of it. And this church has a big part in our missions. Started with Pastor Bruce Patterson, Nikki, and I'm sure some of the men in this church. We have 13 missionaries that got saved in our church, and now they are in the fields. They are missionaries. Thank you so much. And God bless us all as we continue to serve the Lord and pray for us. God bless you.